going to, it's now 9 o'clock, so we're going to begin the Educational Program Oversight Committee meeting for May 26th, 2022. And with that, I'd like to go through roll call. Commissioner Brown? Here. Commissioner Dunn? Commissioner John?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Langille?
I'm here.
Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
And I am Commissioner Beret, and we have a quorum. And so with that, I'd like to welcome everybody to today's meeting. I'd like to also identify our staff members that are present for today's meeting. We'll start with Mr. Tom Campbell. We also have Mr. Jim Hammers.
Yes, here.
We have Mr. Michael Clark.
Good morning.
Is Justin, I don't think Justin's on the call today.
I am, Commissioner Barrett.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yep.
And have I missed any other staff members?
Mo McDonnie, good morning.
Good morning, Mo. Are there any other staff members? Okay, hearing none, we will move to agenda item number 2, and that's the review and approval of our meeting agenda. We have a first from Commissioner Langille and a second from Commissioner Schiffer. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, commissioners. At this time, we'll review and approve March 31st meeting minutes. And I'm sure all the commissioners have had a chance to review those meeting minutes. If there are any changes, please identify those. If not, we'll be looking for a motion.
I would move their approval.
We have a first from Commissioner Brown, a second from Commissioner Schiffer. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. The Educational Program Oversight Committee did not receive for consideration any accreditor applications or administratively approved updated courses, and no motion is needed at this time. Moving to agenda item number 5, the pending advanced accredited course applications for recommendations to the Commission. We'll start with course number 1098, Advanced Accessible Water Closets and Toilet Compartments. And Mr. Clark, if you'll lead us through this.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The provider for 1098.0 was JC Code and Construction Consultants. The accreditor was JDB Code Services, Inc. And the accreditation date was 3/29/2022. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that reviews the technical provisions for the design of accessible water closets and toilet rooms as required under the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code accessibility volume. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. At this time, we're going to open up public comment on this course. Are there any members that that would like to make a public comment?
Phil Belcher here, just to say that I'm here if there are any questions. I was the accreditor.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other public comments? Okay, hearing none, we're going to close public comment and bring it back for discussion and a motion.
This is Schiffer, move approval.
Brown seconds.
We have a first from Commissioner Schiffer, a second from Commissioner Brown. Is there any further discussion?
Michael, can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
I want to compliment the accreditor and the provider. This was an excellent course and was well put together and easy to review. They used the new our new requirements, and I just want to compliment them.
Excellent. Thank you for that comment. We have a first and a second. If there's no further discussion, then all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner. We'll move to our second course. Mr. Clark, if you'd walk us through this.
The next course is course number 1104.0. The title is Advanced Significant Code Changes for 2020 Florida Building Code. The provider is Smith Curry and Hancock LLP. The accreditor was JC Code and Construction Consultants, and the accreditation date was 5/13/2022. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that will discuss significant code changes from the 2017 Florida Building Code 6th edition to the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th edition. It will address base code changes in the 2018 International Building Code, and it will include Florida-specific changes. In addition, this course will analyze the significance of the major changes and how they impact your day-to-day business. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the course number and the title of the course on the syllabus needs to change from 1014.0 to 1104.0. Also, the number of hours of continuing education credit earned by completing this course was missing on the certificate of completion. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the Ed Poc could instead motion to conditionally approve this course, subject to changing the course number and the title of the syllabus and adding the hours of CE credit to the certificate of completion.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Okay, so we're going to open up public comment on this and then go into discussion. At this time, is there any public comment on this course?
Hi, yes. Good morning. This is Rena from Smith, Curry, and Hancock. We have made note of the changes that need to be made to the title and the syllabus and also request a conditional approval of this course pending those changes.
Okay, thank you, Rena. Are there any other public comments? Okay, I'm going to take the privilege of the chair for just a second. Rena, I'm going to ask a question, and that is, these seem like some pretty obvious gaps. Is it just something that was overlooked, or why were these two items missed?
Yes, they were obvious mistakes, let's call them that, and they were overlooked. We were trying to get this approved and accredited before the May 15th deadline, and in doing so, and perhaps just rushing a little too much into these reviews and updates, we missed the changes in title, update the title, and then the syllabus with the new course number.
Okay, thank you for that. Hearing no other public comment, we're going to close public comment and bring it back to the commission for discussion.
This is Brown. I have a question. Administratively, what is the difference between denial and resubmittal and conditional approval? I'm assuming if we deny it and it has to be resubmitted, there's an added cost and maybe administrative workload increase. Is there a big difference?
There would be an added cost, and the big difference would be you wouldn't then be able to approve the course again until the August commission meeting. So they would be stuck and unable to teach the course until after the August meeting when it would be approved.
willing to move conditional approval of the course, provided all those changes are made. So moved.
Schiffer will second.
Okay, we have a first, and we have a second. Is there any further discussion on this? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, the motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, we have our last course, course number 925.1. If you'd walk us through that, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is 2020 Advanced Florida Billing Code, Life Classroom FBC 270.0. The provider is Royal Construction School. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh, and the accreditation date is 4/21/2022. This one-hour advanced instructor-led course details the specific requirements of the Florida Building Construction Standards as required in the Florida Statutes 553 Part 4. The LIFE course will provide a working knowledge of the Florida Building Code requirements and its current code changes. Once the LIFE course is completed, the student will have a working knowledge of the statute and the application of the code as it applies to the specific discipline. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the telephone number of the provider was missing from the syllabus. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could instead motion to conditionally approve this course subject to the telephone number of the provider being added to the syllabus.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. All right, we're going to open up public comment on this course. Hearing nobody to speak on public comment, we're going to close public comment and bring it back to the committee for discussion.
Michael, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
I have no problem with the course, but I'm trying to understand why there's a course number one and course number two. If it's an hour presentation, is that both those course one and two part of the same presentation? I guess a question to Michael, because course number two is just, I don't know why they didn't combine it into one course.
So I think what happened is those were iterations, and that was the back and forth between the accreditor and the provider. And I understand what you're saying because I used, as you saw in my working paper, I used the version of 4/6/2022, that's what I analyzed because that seemed to be the end result of what happened. But I agree with you, it's a little bit confusing.
So, Michael, is the date 4/6/2022 the final course?
Yes.
Okay.
That I'm assuming that. It looked final to me, and everything seemed to be in order.
Well, it just may be that it's in the wrong category, right? I mean,
And that's possible, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it should stop acceptance of the course, but if it's in future, I think we need to be more careful on where these things are parked.
I agree.
Okay. Commissioner John, are you ready to move forward?
Yes. I would make a motion to approve.
Is that a conditional approval with the addition of the phone number?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we have a first to move forward with the conditional phone number added. Do we have a second?
Brown second.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. All right. The motion carries. Thank you, committee. We have no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. and we have no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses. I think I just repeated myself. My apologies. So we're at agenda item number 9, Educational Administrative Activity Report. Mr. Clark?
Mr. Chair, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the Administrator from March 19th through May 16th, 2022, which includes staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling inquiries from various sources concerning the Building Commission's education program. Also stated in the report is the training funding information for 2021-2022, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, if there are no other questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the May 26, 2022 ad hoc agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioners, are there any questions? Okay, hearing none, we're going to move forward. Is there any other POC business? All right, hearing none, we're going to open up the final public comment at this time.
Bill Belton. On the confusion on 925, as an accreditor, what I always ask my providers to do when they have to provide further information is to add REV for revision and the number in the updated, you know, the corrected course. That way you know you've got what revision you've got, and I would suggest perhaps put that, some kind of a statement to that effect on the checklist that you have made available. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Are there any other public comments? Okay, hearing none, we're going to close public comment, and we'll open it up now for the POC member and staff comments. Well, we must have run an extremely efficient meeting because there are no POC member or staff comments. So with that, I want to thank everybody for their time this morning, for Mr. Clark for doing the legwork behind this, and I hope everybody has a great day. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.